pieces. I'm not losing sleep. I'm not begging, please. No, you won't find me weeping. Fight, but you got a war, and like a fire needs a burn. This ain't over till I'm done.
Tonight Show with Jay Leno then. It was our first national TV debut. It was amazing. And it was really, really fun. But the best part was getting to hear from people you hadn't heard from in a while. And one of those people was a guy Abner grew up with who told him, when Abner said, you know, I think I want to sing for a little bit. I want to write songs and sing. He said, dude, here's a quarter. You can just find a payphone. I don't know if they exist, but if they do, find a payphone and call me when you have no place to live because I'll pick you up. And Abner was like, you know, I think you're trying to be nice, but you're kind of just being a douchebag. So he was really hoping he'd call, and in fact, he did.
The day after we played the Tonight Show, all I could think of was that guy and that freaking quarter he wanted to give me, and all the things I would do with it now. And believe it or not, the day after the Tonight Show, he called me, and I put it on speakerphone because I was so excited. I had rehearsed what he would say to me for hours. I had a whole script written in my mind. He didn't follow the script, unfortunately. He said, "Hey, Abner, I saw you on the Tonight Show last night." "Yeah, man, you know, dreams come true." He's like, "Yeah, whatever, listen, I know somebody hooked you up with that, so if you could just give me their email address or give them my phone number, I got some stuff I'd like to promote, and I should do it on the Tonight Show as well." And so we told him he should suck it. And we wrote a whole song, because again, we're mature grown-ups, to tell him to suck it. And the first time we ever sang this Suck It song, because it is a Suck It song, was in Memphis, Tennessee at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the greatest place in the world. We didn't realize that we were singing a Suck It song until we'd already started. But we realized as we were doing this concert for, I think it was like 100 kids and their families, that they were connecting with this song more than all the other ones. And it's because really we had written a song that gave us a little bit of hope, because that's what we were needing. So if you need some hope out here today, first of all, look around, because it's gorgeous. Life ain't that bad. Second of all, this song will give it to you. But at its core, this is a Suck It song. This song's called Diamonds.